Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus by praying through what is known as the Peace Prayer. Now, although this prayer's writer is technically anonymous, it has been attributed over the years to St. Francis of Assisi, an 11th century Italian who was a Catholic friar, mystic, and preacher. The peace prayer can serve as a companion on our journey as we seek to be everyday peacemakers. And so I want to invite you now to begin to center yourself by cultivating stillness within. Take some deep breaths and become aware of God's presence with you. I'm going to read through the prayer a couple times. The first time, I want you to simply listen, absorbing the words and allowing them to become your prayer for yourself. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Now, I'm going to read through the prayer a second time. And during this reading, I want you to listen and pay attention to any words, phrases, or ideas that stand out or stir something up in you. At the end of the prayer, I'm going to give you a few moments to have a conversation with Jesus about what you noticed. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Now, I want you to take a few moments and have a conversation with Jesus about what is stirring up or standing out. Consider why this might be significant for you today. Ask Jesus to illuminate and to guide you. Consider taking this prayer into the day and week ahead. A quick Google search for the Peace Prayer of St. Francis will bring up the words of the prayer. Perhaps write it down or print it off. And then begin each day by reading and making this prayer your own. Friends, today I pray that in whatever you might encounter, you would choose to be an instrument of peace. Peace be with you.